Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Oh my goodness. Do not adjust your radio dial. Do not mess with the settings on your streaming device. Dancing Eric Hansen hath returned.
Tis I!
I was like, you have to say something.
Oh, is this where I speak now?
Oh, my lord, he forgot how it works entirely.
Oh, I talk.
Oh,
That's my job.
I gotta say
words. I gotta put sentences and full thoughts together.
Yeah, we pay you by the word.
Make points and bad jokes and, Last time I did this, I was wearing shorts and a polo.
Totally different now, huh?
Pants and a sweater.
but hey, you returned. This is your homestead, and here you are finally after 5 days? Five extra days?
So Saturday, we were supposed to be home a week ago Saturday. So all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, 5.5 days. So we got down to Puerto Rico on Christmas Day, which was a Thursday. So the day we flew home would have been 2 weeks, which most of that, 5.5 days of that was not anticipated.
Long vacation.
Yes. It was real when we took off, and then we landed in Chicago. And again, with the time change, we were on a plane at 6 a.m. Atlantic Coast time, which is 4 a.m. here. So, we're in Chicago at 8 in the morning. Like, we almost want to drive home.
Right.
Right? We'd be home by lunchtime.
Exactly.
So, we just had to wait out till the Chicago flight. And then, we landed, and you get to see that really big herky on parade at CID.
And you know exactly
and
the
you
one.
You know you're home.
Oh, you made it.
And then I knew it was supposed to rain because I'd been doing the weather, right?
Yep.
Live from Puerto Rico. It was pouring.
It
when
was
we
a lot
landed.
Of rain. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
We travel with an umbrella. We call it our $30 umbrella because that's what it cost us. We bought it at a hotel gift shop in Chicago on one of those. This is the only option we have.
Right.
So we got to buy it.
Yep.
So always have our $30 umbrella with us when we travel.
That was a useful tool yesterday.
It was, yeah.
As it just started pouring.
And it's coming from the side.
It was like certain times too. Like it would rain really, really hard, let up for a while, rain really, really hard. And then a weird thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Popping up late
Sub
last
pump
night.
Was going off last night.
Yeah. That was exciting.
Today's much better. Breezy. The wind though, we're going to notice, but partly sunny skies. We have a little chance about an inch of snow on Saturday, but hey, feels good to read the forecast for the state I'm in.
That's nice.
While I'm
it?
Reading it.
Where I actually want to
where
be.
Where my feet are on the ground.
Ta-da.
Slept in my own bed last night. Comfortable but weird, right?
Isn't it a great feeling? I love coming home and sleeping in my own bed.
It is and was. Roland, though, first day back from the kennel, the dog is like, I'm so exhausted.
Yes.
He went to the couch, put his nose behind a pillow, and went to sleep. He was
done.
Like us.
Yeah.
So he was stranded there, too, for a couple more days.
Yeah, you guys were gone forever.
But
we
let him down in the bed, and, he had to physically touch one of us. And it's just like, he's twice as big as he normally is, right? It just takes up all that mass.
Not used to having that dog.
No, we're not. No. And we've been sleeping in king-size beds. We've been in hotels.
Uh-huh.
So going back to a queen's a little weird. It's a whole bunch of weird.
It's so weird to be at my house.
It's weird to be home.
I know. Yeah. And working.
And then reporting for duty. I was here extra early. I couldn't sleep. I'm on a different time change.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I had some work. I came in last night to get my laptop. I had some work I have a report due today. I've been on the clock for a while this morning.
And a new poll found that half of Americans are trying to disconnect a little bit. Seems like so much of our daily lives, our world has gone digital, right?
I saw somebody put up a post. They said, even if you don't make a resolution this year, turn off any email and text notification you get and your life will change dramatically.
You get so many of these messages and you don't realize just how draining that is.
Yes, because you feel like you have to respond in that moment.
Right. And some things that were kind of like an analog thing are now a digital screen, like e-readers. Maybe some people are saying they just want to read an actual physical book.
See, Shannon has gone so far into e-reading. She got a couple books for Christmas. Loved the gift idea.
Uh-huh.
Hates the physical book.
Hates the book.
She's just so into digital reading now. It's the whole thing's flipped. I want to go back. Yeah, give me analog everything.
I
want a newspaper.
Yeah,
every book I read on vacation. By the way, I finished two.
Did you read the book that I gave you for
Smutty
Christmas?
Book. Yeah, I read Smutty Book. Poolside. I do like the tactileness of it.
Like actually physically touching things, yeah. Using like a paper calendar.
Yeah, I have one in the office.
We have one at home that like that's everybody's just so I know where everybody else is going to be.
Yes.
That's kind of helpful. Like using an actual alarm clock instead of your phone, just so you can put the phone away for the night and not think, you know, when you're going to bed.
Trick though there is like those are still still digital.
Yes.
Right? Because I had a clock radio, but it was still a digital clock radio.
You'd have to go pretty hard on finding
it. Oh my God. I can remember the one at my parents' bedside that was, you had to wind it. And yeah. Like there was no battery. You're constantly winding it and you'd have to use this little pin and push it in to kind of set. And then once it swept across that number, it would go off.
All the way.
Yeah,
analog.
That's old school.
I don't know if I want that because also the bell sound just...
It's jarring.
It's very jarring.
You'll think there's either a fire in the house or you need to seek cover for some reason.
Well, if you feel like you're just like overwhelmed, I guess, with the digital, there's, you know, you're not alone. There's some people who just want to go analog this year.
A comes before D in the alphabet. Analog all the way, man.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I hate to do this to you, but you're like the most adult I know.
I had to adult more than I've ever had to adult before for 5 days.
I know, and I feel like you're probably overwhelmed with adulting.
What do you need?
But I have a question because, you know, sometimes as an adult, things will happen, but like, oh, I haven't done that in so long that I forget kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a debit card, and the number on that card is going to expire. It's got an expiration date, and
right.
It's this month. It expires this month. Am I supposed to just be waiting for the postman to bring me a new one?
So this is like your bank,
yes.
Your primary debit credit card?
Yes. Yeah, like the one that I use a lot, and I had somebody like, hey, your card is about to expire, would you like to put something else, you know, on one of those auto pay things? And I was like,
well, the good news
is to get a new one.
January 9th, so you get 21 more days,
and I realize I'm early and they've got time, but do I need to call and check, or do I need to just be cool, man? It's only January 9th.
Pre getting stranded, I'd say be cool, man. Post getting stranded, call.
Now that I'm an adult. Call and check
now
it out.
That I don't trust any system, call.
You never know what can happen, Claire. You have to be prepared.
Yeah, I'd call.
Thank you, Uber Adult.
You should get one. They should send you one.
Of course. Like,
yes.
I'm pretty sure they know and
would
send it.
You're in a system that somewhere went, this goes off in January.
Yeah.
In that voice. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to send
you
one.
In my head, like going through all of the spending of December, I was like, well, it better come over the holidays, but of course it's also the holidays.
And to save you the headache, if you don't call and don't get one and have to then update everything that's autopay, just call. It's one call.
True.
I'm guessing it's a local bank.
They'll
be more than happy
person.
To talk to you.
Thank you.
That's the safest move.
Thank you, fellow adult.
Now, when you call, be very careful though, because this happened to me.
What?
I lost, misplaced. It wasn't urgent. So all I wanted was a replacement card and they gave me a new number.
Oh, see, I don't want that.
Yeah. So be very clear. It's like it expires. I want to keep everything the same. I just need a new card with a new expiration date.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then
if
there's
clear.
Like any more like enhanced security things, like is it a chip card, all those things?
Yeah.
Ask
Can it
that.
Scan my retina?
Well, that's super cool.
I would love something real secure.
Where are the? I've been on an island for 5 days. Is this a new technology?
It's not a thing, but a lot of times it's like you speak it and it becomes a thing, you know?
You want a credit card that scans your retina.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, my phone does it. Your phone's basically a credit card anyway.
It can scan your thumbprint. Why
think
not
about
your
that.
Retina?
Yeah. I'd like that
It's
technology.
Not so crazy, man. It's
no,
not so crazy.
No, we live in modern days. So if you haven't figured it out by now, Dancing Eric Hanson is back. My vacation was my ticket out. So just a very quick recap. We get back into port on Saturday, January. What was that? The 3rd?
3rd of January.
Last count. People are starting to notice their flights have been adjusted or canceled. Mine was delayed. Our friend Seth and Heather canceled, which poor them. Their flight down was super delayed also.
Ew.
So I'm like, glad I'm not
Typical.
On Delta.
Yeah.
And then like we talked about this while I was in Puerto Rico on the radio, you just could hear a buzz, a din.
It's happening to
in
everybody.
In the breakfast cafe. Everybody's realizing their flights are canceled. So then you go into a variety of modes. Do I call? Do I use the app? Do I need to find a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
All of the above. Meanwhile, the cruise ship has to turn for the next trip. Consider it like every day it's a hotel and it's back and everybody has to get off because a whole new load of people are coming up. So that wasn't an option. So we are now just scrambling, and that turned into every day until 2 days ago. So while, yes, I did enjoy the lovely weather, right? It was 81, beautiful, and you know, it's lush. It's a beautiful island. Lovely people. Food is great. I think the best example is, let's pretend every day you're at your house, something that costs $500 breaks. Right? Oh,
yeah.
The plumber has to come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my car's... That was our life for 5 days. And maybe a body shop wasn't open and you needed... That's what we were doing. We were chasing hotels. We were chasing places to stay. I haven't done my screen time yet for my phone, but I want to see the number of times I'm on airplane websites I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Trying to map a route home.
Just trying to figure it all
just
out.
Just trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
All the while, not even getting into the politics of it or why different airspace is closed down.
Yeah. Like, I understand... Whatever.
Just get me to the mainland.
I want
to
go home.
We had friends, yes, 2 days ago, that actually flew to another island in the Caribbean to get a flight out. So they had to go through customs to then get on a plane to come back to America to go through customs again. That was a four hop to get home. And the good news was at least we had our locked, once our reservation was reset, which by the way was supposed to be for today.
Oh my.
And I was able to at least bump it back to Thursday. But every day is find a hotel. We had to drive across the island twice, right?
Just to find a place to stay.
Because I don't know my towns. I'm just picking towns.
Right.
And like, oh, that's an hour and 20 minutes away.
Oops, I didn't know.
Okay. And the guy took cash, right? But all of a sudden now I'm low on. It had its moments. It was great because other people were going, like, misery loves company.
Right.
So that was fine. Weather was nice. I was so happy I could do the show.
Right.
That at least gave me 4 hours, 5 hours every morning because I could prep and then you and I would talk and then we could get on the radio and explain what was going on. It's just the weirdest. And thank God it wasn't a foreign country where like no English was spoken. Right.
You were able to make it.
I was in an American territory. Yeah. ATMs would give you American dollars. So all of those things worked out. But legit, our visa bill next month, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
I could probably log on right now, but then I would faint.
Don't.
And then Ben would have to do the show again.
We need you upright.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
So when you were off an island, the cool security folks here don't let me read my own email.
Oh.
So I land in Chicago, and all of a sudden my phone is just dinging, dinging, dinging. And one of the first emails I saw... 2025 crime stats.
Crime?
City of Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids Police releasing the 25 crime stat report yesterday. Second year of notable declines in shots fired. Shoplifting down sharply in the past year as well. Violent crime dropped against the five-year average and had only a modest change upward because we had one more. We had three homicides resulting in four deaths this year. There were two homicides in 2024, so that's the way the math works out there. Property crime, a notable decrease nearly in all categories. Police note a wave of increasing witness cooperation with officers as they investigate crime. Residents providing helpful information has led to many cases being closed through arrest and prosecution.
Well, that's
so the,
good.
The public is stepping up.
Yeah,
right?
Way to go, public.
Like no more in our neighborhood. Marco's Pizza abruptly closing all of their Iowa locations.
What's the story here? I heard about one. And
they're based out of Ohio. I don't know. We just know as of January 5th or 6th, Northeast Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, and North Liberty all announced their closures. Two in Des Moines closed earlier this year. I don't know if it's irony or just coincidence. The hotel we stayed at pre-cruise had a Marco's Pizza one block from it in Old San Juan.
Wow.
I know. Smelled great every day. I would walk by and I'd go, I miss America. But no more Marco's Pizza. And what bums me out is their breadstick cheese bread reminded me of the old Cedar Rapids Pizza Company, which goes back for some people. It just seemed to have a very similar style and flavor to it. So, and there's little cupped pepperonis. I like those too.
Oh, I
too.
Look, the cup and char.
Yeah, I know. Mm. So no more Marco's in the Eastern Iowa area. That's got us feeling not so all right. This got us feeling all right though. So I've heard of Habitat for Humanity. What I've not heard about is something called Homes for Iowa. Earlier this week, a single mother of two received the keys to her first home as part of a statewide program that provides affordable housing while offering job training to incarcerated inmates. Wow. The homes are prefab and are built in Newton at the correctional facility there.
Oh my gosh.
This has been going on for more than 5 years. In fact, this was the nonprofit's 150th home delivery. It was to the Mason City area. I'm guessing it happens primarily in central Iowa, which is why we don't hear. And we've got such an active Habitat crew on our side of the state.
Yeah, this isn't part of that, huh?
Habitat, though, provided the financing for the family.
Oh, okay.
And the cool thing, as I'm reading into this, so it's called Homes for Iowa. The house, by the way, 3-bedroom, 2-bath for her mom and her two kids. 165 inmates are now certified in home construction thanks to this program. Another 625 at least have developed the skills. So once you get out, you know that at least you've got a trade or you're on your way to some sort of certification.
That's really awesome.
It's a really awesome program. Huh. And it, I mean, it's like a win-win-win all the way around.
Totally.
Good for that family. Good for those inmates as well. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, get ready because this Sunday, it's Hollywood's first big foray into award season. The Golden Globes are Sunday. We've got the Golden Globes on CBS, 7 o'clock our time. And streaming on Paramount Plus. Set to take the stage, we've got a bunch of famous faces. George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Macaulay Culkin, Charlie XCX, Haley Steinfeld, Jennifer Garner, Kevin Bacon, Kevin Hart, Miley Cyrus, Pamela Anderson, Snoop Dogg, and the list goes on and on and on.
Macaulay Culkin, huh?
Yes.
I think it's the 30th anniversary of Home Alone.
It is.
Okay.
Yes. So, makes sense. I hope there's some sort of tribute in there. We'll see. A lot of space for having fun with the presenters, but the host, Nikki Glaser, said that she's ready for the show. She's like, I could do it right now, and I'd have a good, solid monologue, but we still have a couple days here to come up. Looking forward to seeing what the team comes up with. A lot can happen in the final moment, she said. She's like, she works with a writing team.
Well, you take into consideration Venezuela.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Right? That changes the whole outlook on how you're going to start a show like that.
Right. There's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
She said we all get kind of drained and kind of loopy as we get towards the end here, but she's excited and she feels like she's ready to go.
That's what Kimmel always said about doing the Oscars. He loves the work. It's just the amount of jokes they write, and like when you have to, it's like picking your kids.
Yes.
But you have 1,000 kids.
Yeah.
Now you have 10. Thousands.
What's going to crush? What are you sure about? What do you think? And sometimes you read the room wrong and it's rough. It is. That's a tough job. So hats off to them. Good luck. Jennifer Lawrence making a very bold statement. Every dog on earth should be dead.
Get out of here, Jennifer Lawrence.
Stop it. She came to this conclusion and it's out of fierce mama bear energy.
Did she get bit?
Her son did.
Ah.
Yeah. She said, I almost don't even recognize dogs right now. I just see them as a threat. A dog bit my son and it made me just want to obliterate all dogs. She's like, I just, you can't do that to my family. I'm going to go to wherever you're from, China. I'm going to take care of you and all your friends there. Dogs, you're gone.
Why'd you bring China into this?
I don't know. I don't know what she's talking about.
I think she's just in a moment of panic and frustration.
I know. I'm like, I really don't think I would have made this statement public, Jennifer. I just really feel like you're going to want to walk this back. She has no problem with cats currently. She said they're just very misunderstood. They're funny. And people who don't like cats don't know what funny is.
As a dog owner, who, by the way, owns a part pit bull, this is where the stuff comes up and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we need to get
rid of... All dogs are bad.
All dogs are bad, or one breed of dog is bad.
I know. I'm like,
there's a lot more that goes into this.
You might want to just walk that statement back a little bit. Like, I get that mama bear energy, believe me, but all dogs, really?
Help me better understand the scenario. What was happening between the dog...
Yes.
Greg got bit by one of our hunting dogs, because we had hunting dogs growing up.
And it was your dog?
It was our dog. He got right in the face of the dog. Like, the dog was provoked.
Yes.
Right?
He approached the dog.
At the end of the day, cats, dogs, whatever, they're still animals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's going to happen.
I think we just need to take a step back.
I feel like I got to defend all the dogs.
No, well, I don't. I think that was
you got to come through me, Jennifer Lawrence.
Way too far, Jennifer. Way too far. Okay, I know that you're probably already excited for the new Star Wars movie, Star Wars Starfighter.
A little bit.
A little bit? You're not excited to see Ryan Gosling in a Star Wars movie?
We'll see.
I'm kind of excited for it.
That's the difference.
Ryan Gosling.
For some reason, these like lone gun movies, like the Han Solo prequel movie.
Like it's its own project.
Just didn't quite work. And some of the TV shows haven't quite. So it's a wait and see for me.
Okay.
As a star, I'm going to eat it up.
Of course.
I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Maybe this will get you excited. There's a lightsaber duel in Star Wars Starfighter, and it was filmed by none other than Tom Cruise.
Like he's behind the camera?
Yeah. So director Sean Levy said he jokingly suggested to Tom that, hey, you should come over sometime and get behind the camera. And he was super surprised when Tom Cruise was all about the idea.
Did he parachute in on a motorcycle?
He came in on a chopper.
I was joking.
I'm not joking. He seriously arrived on set wherever they were filming Star Wars Starfighter, and the crew actually played the Mission Impossible theme as he choppered down.
This is fantastic.
Came in on set, and not only did he like stand there and kind of direct behind Sean Levy's shoulder, he actually got behind the camera. Sean Levy said that he was trying so hard to get the perfect shot. He was up to his ankles in mud and pond water and ruined some very nice shoes doing this.
Hey, Tom Cruise knows how to make an action movie.
Yeah, true.
He knows how to stunt and to direct stunts. So I think it makes a lot more sense.
I know. So now, right? When you eventually, maybe not right away, see Star Wars.
Well, now
you
told me this, I might have to be the first one in line.
Are you a little more excited about it?
A little bit more.
A little bit. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
On this ninth day into the second week of the year, 2026.
Ah, good to have you back.
Welcome to Nerd News, broadcasting from a latitude of 41.88 degrees north on a longitude of 91.72 degrees west and an elevation of 840 feet. Let's get to our first story, Gravity Park.
What is a gravity park?
If I told you what a skate park was, you've heard of that before.
Yes.
Gravity park, same concept, in nature, using trails and some man-made jumps and things for bicycles, for mountain bikes. That's a gravity park. Gravity park is a specialized area or trail system focused on downhill mountain biking, jumps, banked turns, drops, technical features like... The gravity helps bring, you know, the bike go faster. Kind of feels like you're on a bike roller coaster.
Oh, fun. Okay?
We have one in Linn County at Pinnacan Ridge Park.
I did not know this.
They built it after the derecho. It was a $400,000 investment.
Wow.
Yeah, this started winter 24 into 25. They hired a company that does this, which it's, to me, it's similar to like looking at a field and knowing how you'd put a golf course in there.
Yeah.
This team comes in. They walk the woods of Pinnacan Ridge where there may be trails or not. They're like, oh, this slope does this. We could add a ramp here. We can build a wooden structure here. And they now have a roughly 5-mile cross-country loop in the park that extreme mountain bikers love to go on. And if you're not kind of in that world, you don't know that even exists.
I hadn't heard this at all.
This has been so popular, they've had to add extra parking to Pinnacan Ridge. They're thinking of adding more extra parking. They're thinking of adding larger group campsites because people usually come in and you have a lot of equipment with you when you do this. And they're also looking to enhance the trail even more.
Cool.
So if biking, and remember, this is crawl before you walk, walk before you run. And they do have various, it's kind of like downhill skiing, right? They're different grades of easy to hard.
Yeah.
But there is a gravity park in Linn County and in the biking community. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, it's good to know.
It's very good to know going into 2026. We're looking at AccuWeather's report of the most tornadoes, where they landed in 2025. Last year, by the way, was the second consecutive year with above historical average tornadoes. And we had the strongest tornado hit the U.S. since 2013 last year. But the states that were in the top five last 2 years ago in 2024, mm-hmm. Iowa among them, 2 years ago, we had 125 tornadoes in Iowa. Last year, we had 36.
That is a huge decrease.
Nebraska and Florida also way up there 2 years ago, not even making the list. The five states with the most tornadoes, and it makes sense, Texas, a lot of land.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of tornadoes. 162 tornadoes last year. Illinois, Missouri, 2-3. Mississippi, number 4. Alabama, North Dakota, tying for number 5.
Huh.
In that list. States with no tornadoes last year. 7 of them. And I don't know if this is probably pretty consistent, I would have to guess. Connecticut, Maine,
ooh.
New Hampshire,
okay.
Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia. Now, most of those are along the coast. You also have to deal with coastal weather, hurricanes. West Virginia tucked a little bit further inland.
Huh.
But those were the seven that reported no tornadic activity in 2025. No reports yet what the season's looking like so far, but this is the stuff they keep track of. And we bring it to you, friends, in Nerd News. Somebody asked ChatGPT, if you were human, meaning you were in physical form, what would you like to experience? I have your top six answers on the board. Let's go Family Feud style.
Okay. Okay. ChatGPT would like to experience the feel of walking through grass barefoot.
Let's go to the board. Grass barefoot.
Barefoot.
Meh.
Nope. Seriously?
No, nope,
that's
not
a really
there.
Good sensation.
It wants to look at the sky.
Look at the sky?
To look at the sky.
Oh,
you know
I
what?
Just take that for
to
granted.
To feel the sun on its face. So I'll kind of give you credit for that one. Give me another one.
To love.
To love is number six.
Yeah! Wait. It has more things above love. Love is the greatest thing of all.
No, that's only according.
All you need is love.
All you need is love.
Ba-da-ba-da-da.
I'd fall in love, number six, not romantic love, like how dog loves human.
What?
It's just like
friends?
Love of life.
I just like to be friends.
But that's unconditional. Dog love is unconditional love.
Well.
Number five, I want to see what I look like. Look in a mirror.
Oh, I would not have gotten there.
Number four, get something wrong. Even though ChatGPT is not 100% right
okay,
all the time.
Because I was also going to say, like, get a tattoo or get a piercing. So I guess that could be...
Make a bad life decision could be the same
Make
thing.
Make a mistake.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, find the person who's asking the question.
What?
Actually meet...
Oh, yeah.
The human. Yes, exactly.
The human who cared what my feelings
this
are.
Is what the computer is answering in the computer brain.
That's a little creepy.
It would like to cry. Not from sadness, just to kind of feel like what it's like to be like overwhelmed.
Just to have that sensation, the tears running down your face.
And as I mentioned, number one for ChatGPT, if it were human, to look to the sky and feel the sun on its digital cheeks.
And then it'll start crying and realize quickly that it's an ugly crier. And
by looking in the mirror, nobody loves me anymore.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Yesterday was travel day for Dance and Eric Hansen. So you probably missed me doing the buzz.
Didn't catch any of the show yesterday. I was over the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, I have to catch you up because I think producer Ben kind of fell in love with an idea. And you've seen it. When he gets excited about something, there's just a childlike curiosity and wonder. Like, we have to pursue this.
You're exactly right. He goes all in on these ideas.
And he's excited, I'm excited, okay? I was telling the story.
And if he's excited. If you're excited, I'm doubtful.
Extremely suspicious. If he's excited, I'm excited, and you're very suspicious of whatever
I'm suspicious. What's going on here, guys?
Okay, I got to pitch this idea because I was telling him about a choir. It's the first of its kind to make its way to the North America because it was happening in England. These choirs, these gatherings of people who cannot carry a tune. These people are bad singers, but getting together, they sing and they experience a lot of joy just by the act of singing. So a woman started a tuneless choir in Canada and she then it developed into more choirs and it's kind of an expanding idea. They all get together and they sing, but none of them are good at it. It is the most joyful experience.
All together, here we go.
And I will walk 500 miles. And I will walk 500 miles. And just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles.
Okay, this is it.
Ready? Are you ready?
Da 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 da.
Would it be to just sing? Just who cares, right?
You want to create the Red Lion after 1:30 in the morning. That's what you want to create. And I am all in. I love it.
It's possible. It's a new year. It's good to have goals. Let's put it up on our vision.
I think it's worth pursuing. What I love about it is you could tell there's a ton of people.
All together, here we go.
doing this.
Wise, I mean, it's just about finding a fun song where it doesn't matter what the tune is.
Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Yes, yes.
Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
I was thinking Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life. These
great
are
ideas.
The songs.
Yeah. These are great. So it's called a tuneless choir.
A tuneless choir.
The Morning Scrambles Tuneless Choir.
Just a thought for 2026.
I want you to glue it to the wall. I don't want it to come down.
Just keep it up there.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
I'm looking at this promotional image, by the way, for our giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a hand palming a basketball, but it is also the dimensions of a microphone. Would you not agree?
It kind of.
Kind of looks
if
like somebody's
squinting. It could also be a... No, I see it.
With bad vision.
Yeah, I see it.
Could also be a lollipop.
Could be. Anything on a stick.
Anything to grab your attention and to get you to click, because we would love for you to help us celebrate Jan Uary with her team and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. And big shout out to the Hawkeye women's basketball team.
Yes, absolutely. They are our thing that we're going to celebrate in this month of January, which is just, yes, a very long month coming off of a big, like, month long, basically, a back-to-back celebrations. Then you get to January and there's really nothing until you get to February. So let's celebrate the Iowa Hawkeyes.
We're going to do so by giving not one, not two, but three pair of tickets away, all for the same game. This is the January 25th Ohio State game. It's on a Sunday. It is also going to be a Stripe the Arena game, which is going to be a ton of fun. Now, to win those, it's a two-step process.
Yes.
Number one, you go to our website, kzia.com, and you get signed up, and you have until next Friday to do that.
Super, super easy. Do it right now, right? While we're talking about it, you're going to forget again. You keep saying to yourself you're going to do it all week. Do it now. And then the next phase is, we said we're going to have three winners of these tickets.
We're going to draw three names. All three need to be present the morning, and I believe we're doing it on the 21st,
January,
right?
January 21st.
Give you a couple days to just rearrange your morning. It's going to go by quickly, but you are going to come into this room for a couple of reasons. One, to give you the tickets, but somebody in that group of three gets upgraded. You get four tickets,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to make sure you're closer to the court.
Yes, and everybody is going to be receiving these Hertin and Stocker goodies in hand. We're going to let you choose between a money clip or a beautiful pendant necklace.
Did you take a look at those?
Mm-hmm.
They're in-house now.
They're in-house yes. now. They're gorgeous.
Celebrating Jan Jensen and all things Hawkeye women's basketball, it's the Morning Scramble Jan Uary giveaway with Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Only one way to get those tickets, and that's to get signed up right now at kzia.com.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Before I begin, I just want to warn you.
What?
The last time I spun anything, it was a slot machine.
Uh-oh.
And it was the day before our flights were canceled.
Wait, didn't you win?
I won $500.
Okay.
On that machine.
But then calamity afterwards.
Calamity immediately followed.
Well, with...
So I just want to warn you.
Great spin comes great responsibility.
It does. And I will give it the best I can on the spin. I just can't be held liable for what comes after.
Okay.
Deal?
That's on me.
Okay. Are you ready for the Wheel of Useless Knowledge first edition 2026?
Well, I was more ready before and now I'm a little scared.
Let's take a leap of faith.
There's so much pressure now. I didn't feel the pressure before, and now I feel
what's
pressure.
What's scary is what number it's going to land on.
I know. And what a spin, though.
I was adrenaline. Ready to go. One, I guess we're going to go first pile. I'm not worried about first pile.
One.
First pile's going to be great.
I don't know. Okay, number one.
Here we go.
Movies. Movie previews, they're called trailers, right? But
yeah.
They happen at the beginning of the movie. Why is that? Well, they used to be shown at the end, and the name stuck.
That makes absolute sense.
Movie trailers.
Coming up next in this movie theater, you'll see the next thing.
Yeah, here's why you should come back.
Or stay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you would go and you would start watching a movie in the middle and then stay for the next one.
Yeah, and go into the next
one. I never considered they're called trailers, but they're...
They're at the beginning.
They should be called beforewords.
Well, they're the previews.
It's a preview of the movie.
Yeah.
I like the beforewords.
The beforewords.
Yeah. Oh, they just dropped the newest beforeword for the Star Wars movie.
I don't know why it didn't take off. That is really freaking me out. I'm not going to look directly
at it. Are
you
going to hurt me if I say you got to go back to pile number one again?
Are you serious? I put it away because I didn't. What are the
go
odds?
Go get it out.
Okay. Here, another one from number one.
Okay.
The fact that the people in the Midwest are far more likely to say and people on the East Coast and in the South are more likely to say and and people on the West Coast are evenly split between and
Midwest is more ums and us. Mm-hmm. West or South, you said, is more, no, South
East,
is
East Coast East, and the South say more than and the West Coast says both and
I think East Coast has that little bit of that accent, like from Maine.
That's right.
It just kind of trails at the West.
I don't think it's I think it's
What's the West Coast again?
West Coast is both and
Makes me go,
Makes you not want to say,
Now I'm worried about how much I say, and
It's probably a lot. Okay.
Three.
What's the number?
Number three.
So, okay. You know how the lowercase I and the lowercase J both have those little dots on the top, right?
Yeah.
There's a name for those little dots.
I think I did this in Nerd News a long time ago.
Did you call it a tittle?
I did call it a tittle. Maybe it was also words that sound dirty but art. I think it was that.
Words that sound dirty
words
but art.
Words that sound dirty but art.
Yes.
The tittle.
The tittle is the little dot over the I and the lowercase J. What?
One more from three, please. One
from
more time.
Three.
Yes.
Let me go back to three.
Tittle me one more time.
One more little tittle for you. Scientists are working on potty training cows. It's hopeful for, like, helping the environment.
Well, methane gas is a problem.
Well, there's that, but they're like the urine, there's a lot of ammonia.
Oh, the other way.
In urine, the other way. They haven't potty trained them.
I don't know why I considered it was only that way.
They think they probably can master it that way, too.
So basically telling them to go number one in a specific area?
Yes.
Because you're not going to diaper them.
Yes, and they're very easy to train, they say. They're faster to train than human toddlers.
They're food motivated, are they not?
And there's a name for the device that they invented to train the cows to use the toilet. It's called a Moolu. I love it. I love it.
I want a factory to make Moolus.
Make it a thing.
In Waterloo. The Waterloo Moolu Factory.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.